Blog Talk Radio.
You are my protector, and you are my provider, and my deliverer. There's no other help I know.
Encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. On today, our message will be delivered by Brother Ben Griffin. His message is entitled, We Are in This Moment Together. And it comes from Philippians chapter 1, verses 27 and 28. We ask you all to please stop whatever it is that you are doing to find yourselves a quiet corner and that you prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. I do have one prayer request this morning that we will allow. Caller 2542, state your request.
Good morning. This is Sister Janice Graham. I request some prayers for my granddaughter, Amaya Noble, and her brother, And I'm also praying for my children that they will come back to the Lord. And pray for me that I'll be strengthened in the word. And pray for my health as well. Thank you.
Thank you. It is my prayer request today, as in every day, that you all please continue praying for each other. Pray for every family represented on the call, that God bless us all in ways that we stand in need of. I am also giving thanks on today because things have actually worked out for us, and I did not expect any different. So I'm grateful to God for his grace and mercy, and I ask that he continues to shine that upon all of us. I'm also asking for prayer on behalf of a job screening that I participated in on yesterday, asking you all to pray for me that it be God's will, it all goes well with that endeavor as well. The next voice you hear will be that of Brother Ben Griffin. Brother Griffin, you are on the air.
Good morning, Sister Danielle, and all the beautiful work that you have put into ensuring that this telecast continues. Your diligent work and the beautiful introduction, the heartfelt comments and accolades you give to those who are part of this great ministry. I want to thank the Central Church of Christ, Brother Bradshaw, and all those who are supportive of this telecast who have allowed it to continue in such a magnificent manner. I can only be mindful of those who in the Fort Myers area who, even prior to the storm coming, they was challenged by the authorities to evacuate. And I only picture or imagine or vision as each neighbor would come out and look left to the right, right to the left, and wonder who all is evacuating according to the ordinance that was in issue. And they could see each other grabbing and getting, carrying as much as they could, putting in their cars and evacuating. All of them had to pull out or back out of their driveways, knowing that they're leaving all their valuables behind. And then, no matter where they evacuated to, some gymnasium or some large church, some municipal building, and perhaps you ran into, or they ran into one another, even there in the evacuation point, and they can only look at each other and wondering what's going to be the outcome of this. And then again, I can see them coming back to their, what they thought would be their homes, to see nothing but destruction. And then again, I can only imagine the looks on their face and the feelings in their hearts and knowing that everything we had is gone. And then I look at the big picture, depending upon what kind of neighbors they were. Sometimes travesties and difficult times bring you together, you know, because there's other pictures of neighbors helping clear off debris, men with their chainsaws cutting trees, lifting trees off of cars and clearing driveways and helping others to regain their balance or be restored to their places if anything was left. And so I think about this because the first century church, during their difficult times, and of course, wasn't hurricane, but it had the impact of one, or maybe even worse, when we realize your things are being sieged by the government then because of your faith in Christ Jesus, and your children being hauled off to jail because they refused to bow down to Caesar, and your jobs you had are lost because you would not praise the name of Caesar, and all you could think about then perhaps is, wow. Sin is not bias. Sin is not prejudice. Sin shows no favor. Evil doesn't pick and choose. It affects everyone. And so I come back to the Hurricane Ian. It wasn't prejudice. It wasn't bias. It didn't pick and choose. It wasn't racist. It affected everyone in this path. Maybe not to the same degree, but everyone was affected by its fury and its dangerous winds, and many up to, as we know, 906 have lost their lives because of what transpired. So that means there's at least 106 families who lost someone, and if they had extended families and loved one relatives, they have lost even double or three times as many people whose lives have been affected by the loss. And no matter how devastating this storm may have been or was or is for the after effects that it railed against the community. The one thing we need to realize is that we're all in this together. You know, and the Christian race which we are running, we find, we hear our brothers and sisters in Christ falling prey to sin, losing their jobs because of their faith, or their chief breadwinner, maybe in a preacher of the family, he's lost his life or lost his church, or our children who we reared in the church left the Lord, denounced Christianity, unfaithful. And those of us who are on this telecast, I want to encourage us this morning to let us realize that we're in this together. The Bible says in Philippians chapter 1 and verse 27, only let your conversation be as it become the gospel of Christ. What is your brand? What do people see when they hear you, when they observe your life, your manner of life? Does it mirror, complements the gospel of Christ? Your brand, is it who you really are? Is this what you want people to see, who you are, your brand? See, it says that whether I come and see you or else be absent. You know, this is a significant phrase here. This is a thing of integrity. Integrity means that you are true and faithful whether anyone's looking or not. Sometimes many of us need supervision. You know, they said that when the mouse is away, the mice is played. Paul wasn't there, but he says, whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that ye stand fast in one spirit with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. Paul is, in essence, saying that, look, what is your life? How are you living your life? How are you portraying the gospel? I'm not there to be your watchman. I'm not there to be your shepherd. I'm not there to be your guardian, but I'm no longer with you. But what kind of life are you living? Who? No one is watching. No one is supervising you. But is your faith, your affairs, your lifestyle, is it intact? Is it in line with the word of God? Are you standing fast? Are you holding what you have? Are you keeping the faith? Or are you still faithful to Bible study, to the work efforts of the church? Are you still praying? Are you still forgiving? Are you still striving together? Are you unified or are you divided? Are you coming together with one mind and one spirit? Are you working together? Are you still as faithful as you was when you had everything? I just imagine those who lost all of their homes. And you know, there's a huge Church of Christ there, McGregor Street Church of Christ, or McGregor Avenue Church of Christ in Fort Myers. I'm just wondering, out of my mind is thinking out of the box, how many of them have lost their faith because they lost everything they had because of this hurricane? When you lose your job, that goes your faith. When you lose your marriage, that goes your faith. You know, oftentimes in the past when I did a lot of marriage counseling, and at least I observed when couples stopped coming to church, and I would approach them, reach out to them, and say, what's going on? And, well, you know, things are not right at home. We're struggling. When we get things together, we'll be back. Well, if you're having a rocky marriage, the assembly should be the last thing that you forsake. The church should be the last entity that you abandon. Being with Christian fellowship should be the last thing that you forsake. And so I was wondering, how often do we realize that no matter what come, what may, we're in this together? It says, let nothing terrify you by your adversary, and nothing terrify you by your adversary, in which to them is evidence, a token of perdition, but to you of salvation, and that is of God. Are we striving together for the faith of the gospel despite of the challenges? Yes. Just this past week or so, I attended the National Lectureship of the Church of Christ in Orlando, and we were there during the time the storm came, and many had to leave the lectureship, headed back home because they were driving distance because the interstates had been shut down, and we find that many was down from the Fort Myers area, from Miami area, didn't know where direction this storm was going to turn. But we had nearly 1,000 people supporting the lectureship, and by Wednesday, we're probably down to 600. And this is not an indictment because people have to go protect their things and make sure they're in a safe place. You know, a lot of flights was canceled. Some didn't get out of there till Saturday, and I was postponed twice getting out myself. But I often still wonder, How did that affect the faith of those who had to return home or leave the conference earlier, although because your flight was canceled 3 times? What did it shake your faith? And being there in that hotel with nearly 3,000 people, but people from the community had to evacuate there. And I was thinking, come what may, we're all in this together. And so I want to leave this message with you today. We're in this race for eternity together. Come what will, come what may, let us not forget that we are standing fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. May God bless you, may keep you as we pray these prayers, as the prayer requests uttered, Sister Graham. We cry out with you. We petition God on your behalf. We invoke God to bring down a blessing upon your heart and your household, that those loved ones that you nurtured in the right way, but yet they have left the Lord. And we pray that you be intact, your heart will not wander away from the truth because of what others have done. But we pray that God allows something to stir their spirit to drive them back or lead them back to the righteous way of life. We pray for those truckers and all those who prayers request on behalf of Sister Danielle, that we all be strengthened in the mighty of God's word. We just pray for the church to continue on in spite of whatever sin, whatever storm comes its way. Let it realize this church that we know today, congregation all over our brotherhood, that we're in this together. May God bless us and may keep us in our prayer. Amen.